Hello everybody and welcome to Erdning in Austria. Wanted to provide a little diary update as we chart the first summer of Marco Silva's reign at Everton. Obviously you've been following it hopefully over the course of the past sort of week to 10 days and now we're really getting into the thicker stuff with the game tomorrow afternoon. Flew out yesterday to follow the squad. Went up to see Michael Keane last night at the team hotel. You can read that interview on the website now. Hopefully you are. I know a few of you have already got stuck into that and are reading. Really interesting chat with Michael. He had really relaxed mood. You know, he looks refreshed, as he said, and very, very clearly and obviously he's been impressed with the manager and his methods. That word intent keeps coming back. I'm sure you've read plenty of stuff from Marco's previous players who spoke about his intensity and Michael really echoed those sentiments, but good, in a good intense way. Really seems to be sort of energised by what the manager's doing and interestingly and maybe surprisingly, given Marco's well-earned reputation as an attacking coach, they're doing a lot of defensive work. You know, he does talk a lot about organisation, as he puts it, something we spoke about on the Royal Blue podcast this week. I think Gav Buckland brought it up, and so it does sound like, you know, as much as Marco wants to bring, you know, a welcome, more positive approach, if you like, and high pressing and aggressive in that sense, you know, this is a manager who's really savvy and switched on in that respect, and wants to make certain that the foundations are solid. And obviously, as we know, they're looking to strengthen defence, aren't we? Yerry Mina and a left back, of course. So a lot of defensive work, which was interesting. And as I say, Michael has been impressed. Erdning is a place, as I'm sure you've seen, the pictures from Everton have been sending back from here across the week as part of their training camp. You know, the place is unbelievable, and the backdrop to where they've been training is must be unrivaled, isn't it? You know, many clubs and national teams have used this place in the past, and you can see why. And obviously, last night when I sort of made the leisurely walk from my hotel to where the team is staying, about a mile and a half as the crow flies, and you know, unashamedly stopping every few minutes and taking pictures. I mean, there's hardly a soul about. I mean, the odd car, you know, a couple of locals. I think you're getting more noise out of the cows in the field, to be honest. It's just so remote. I mean, you know, when you think about the global beast that is the Premier League, and yet this place just feels totally untouched by it, which is just so much of a change, isn't it, from what we're used to. And even in right in Erdning itself, there doesn't seem to be a sense that the place has been gripped by Everton being in town. You know, a solitary poster advertising the game in the local supermarket, and speaking to a taxi driver last night, and he was aware that something was happening. He's a football fan, but he didn't know that it was Everton per se. So it was just interesting to chat that the locals kind of go on unmoved by the fact that these Premier League footballers and these stars with millions of followers on social media, etc., known around the world, are in town. But so there's the game this afternoon, isn't it, as we say now, and I think the ground, I'm told, holds 600 capacity. So I'm interested to see what the attendance is and how many Blues have made the trip across. Anyway, as I say, I was making that walk towards the team hotel yesterday, and hardly anybody about. And then, although I did see one person actually coming down the hill in front of me. There was a guy on a bike coming down at a decent speed, so made some way for him. And as he got a bit closer, I thought, I'm sure that's a sport pacer thing on the cusp of his top. And as he got closer, whizzing past me was the club's director of football, Marcel Brands, getting into some exercise. And I believe that all the coaching staff actually have been taking the bikes down to training. It's you know, it's a lovely drop from the team hotel down into Erdning and then to the ground where they've been basing themselves. Although I wouldn't relish the return journey because it's somewhat of a steep climb, as you can imagine, as we are in the Alps. But and it makes, you know, I think it makes sense that Marcel's out here. You know, I think Steve Walsh raised eyebrows at certain points in his in his tenure, if you like, when he was always at games, or, you know, certainly when he went to Dubai for the one with the training camp, and people couldn't quite understand why he was out there. But obviously, with this being such a crucial point in the summer and in the hopes of reshaping the squad, you know, I think Marcel and Marco have to be close and you know, just down the corridor from each other, because it's such a crucial time. So so we saw Marcel yesterday and a few of the backroom staff milling around yesterday afternoon when I went to see Michael, of course, and didn't see Marco. But, you know, as I said, the noise from everybody, from Michael Keane, and from people around the squad and the hotel, is that how impressed they've been with Silva. You know, again, I said that intensity, that work keeps coming back. But also, his focus, I think, seems to have impressed people. He's a really nice guy. Obviously, we've met him before. But he's, you know, he is a really, really nice fella, and approachable and amenable and what have you, and generous. But, you know, people keep saying to me, there's a real focus about this guy. And he's really, really sort of head is really in this, you know, and at training, I'm told that, you know, he's right in the thick of things, which is interesting. So hopefully we'll get to speak to him after the match. That's the plan. Pick his brains a little bit and see how that game goes. You know, it'll be interesting to see his formations, the way he's asking the team to play, you know, what we can read into it, you know, with this being his first preseason friendly. Let's see. But nevertheless, it'd be interesting to finally see a Marco Silva Everton team on the pitch, and no doubt there'll be changes. You know, probably the full squad will get a run out at some point, 45 each probably. So chances to impress. But yeah, really interesting. And we'll be there from sort of mid afternoon. You know, providing all sorts of coverage as usual: pictures, video, live blogs, analysis. So stay with us for that, and stay with this diary. Hopefully we'll be bringing you more stuff from this trip, and obviously Portugal next week, and obviously the games with Bury and Blackburn either side as we build to Wolves. But yeah, just wanted to drop in and offer a little update. So thanks very much for tuning in, and stay with us.